adjust your shorts, and prepare yourselves to get kicked in the dick by the news. My name is Ray Stone. Today is Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025, and the weather is starting to break. Aren't we excited? It's been rainy and cool in Cave Creek, Arizona. It's been even colder and rainier up here in Greer, where we're not queer, but there are plenty of steers. Lots happened this week, but it's all more of the same, so, you know, tune in, tune out. I don't care. But before we do, let me just order some food here. You know, I always do the Israel. Let me go ahead and get the Palestine with Gaza strips. And I'm going to do the Hamas and Mossad on the side. Do I want it lightly toasted? No, but do you have a microwave? Go ahead and nuke mine. Hey, let's get into it. First up, the good news. Good news is all about monkeys. The Good News Network is totally centered around animals. Because, like, you know what? That's the only thing that makes you feel good in life. Puppies, kittens, an old faithful dog, your horses, just animals. They're just better. You know, we like to say that we're the advanced species, but I mean, are we? I mean, we do some advanced things, but maybe advanced isn't good, you know? Maybe we need to be retarded a little bit. And I do mean that mechanically, so don't you dare. Rare monkeys close to 2,000 thanks to Passion. Okay. Oh, the Seine River, which they finally reopened to the public because it was full of poop. And you couldn't swim in there. Now cools 800 buildings in the summer. Oh, buildings? Oh, so they must be using it to run cold water through the system, I'm guessing. Is that what it is? Let's take a look. The world's most romantic river also helps prevent residents from getting all hot and bothered, cooling their offices and homes through a heat transfer system. Yep, there you go. Okay, I knew it. Called it. Nailed it. Let's see here. Birth of UK's only bonobo baby gives fresh hope for the world's most endangered ape. The only bonobo baby. I knew that the bonobos were endangered, but I didn't know it was like that. Deep sea divers recover Belle and other artifacts from the Titanic's sunken sister ship, the Britannic. I thought the Britannic was a collection of books. The Encyclopedia Britannica. I guess the Britannic was also a Titanic sister ship. This in engineering students turn red Solo cups into stylish sweaters that don't shed microplastics. Now that's kind of interesting because they say that we've got microplastics all over our bodies and a lot of it's due to the clothing that we wear. Like, you know, those ball hugging, your junk hugger undies that I wear and everyone now wears is like getting junk into your plastic into your junk. See, more cheetahs at the zoo. Okay. Oh, I saw this. Olympic boxer gives his gold medal to American who rightfully beat him decades ago. Now that's something you don't see every day, but also it took two decades. So what gives? Unlikely animals snuggling together at the Denver Zoo. All right. The good news, animals are cute. Now let's get into the human news. First up, President Trump is addressing the United Nations General Assembly at a moment of heightened strain with U.S. allies over Palestinian statehood, trade points, and other flash. Okay, my guess is let's see if he does, but I bet, you know what, he can't help himself but to put his foot in it, but I bet he's not supposed to talk about the Palestinian statehood adoption. If you were paying attention last week, the UN adopted a resolution at 142 yes to 10 no with 12 abstentions on a resolution whether to adopt Palestinians as a recognized state. That's like having a group of 15 people, 14 of them say yes, one of them says no. who gets the vote. It's the 14. But not in this case. The thing that I find interesting here is I think what we're seeing is the real truth of the power of the United States still. As long as we, the people, form the majority taxpayer body to have a perfect military. Isn't that what it says in the Constitution? We, the people, in order to form a more perfect military, shall pay heavily taxes and sacrifice many of our own personal comforts and the potential to have a family and a good job and own a home so that we can go wage war and own all of the money. Actually, so that a few at the top can go have all the money. Let's get out of here. BBC. Why Trump's comments on vaccines and paracetamol risk child health. Now, paracetamol is Tylenol, and they're right now RFK Jr. and the Trump administration is going after Tylenol in pregnant women. I made me write a joke. It's like, oh yeah. It turns out I've got autism because my mom used to take Tylenol when she was pregnant with me to defeat those devastating hangovers. You know, I think I'm not autistic, but I think I might have a little bit of fetal alcohol syndrome. But I'm going to flip the script and just turn it into a full-blown adult alcohol syndrome. I do think that if you have a common theme, if you have a common running theme that where we have a pandemic of children, chronic child illness in this country, and it's higher than in any other country. And one of the things that we have to look at is what are the common themes? The common themes are some of the things that all of our children get are the vaccines, and we have so many that we dump into there. So first things first, let's look at that. If you're not looking at that, at least if your head jumps into, becomes a rhetorician that absolutely will not even entertain the conversation, then you're wrong. Go fuck yourself. Moving on. The Guardian. Secret Service takes down a network that could have crippled New York cell service. I read this morning in the news. The Secret Service found a handful of locations that look like this one here on the screen, just apartments where some group has been setting up its own cell service, essentially putting in routers with capabilities strong enough that they can communicate using a private network that is not going through AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, broadband, whatever the major companies are. Instead, they've made their own little network, which I think is amazing. Of course, if the idea was to actually target the claim is that this little rogue group of independent network facilities had the capability to shut down cell service in New York City, which is, I mean, I don't know what the probability of that is unless it had a back door into the programming network that runs those big companies. I mean, either way, that's a pretty bold move. And it makes me think of like a company like Anonymous. Maybe Anonymous is putting together some shit where they, you know, can communicate without having ears listening in. I mean, the truth is, any conversation you have, every text you have, rumor has it, goes into a vault. Every single text message, every website you ever looked at, somebody has that information. Moving on, Business Insider. Oh, I saw this. The H-1B visas. These are working visas for international people. It used to be a lottery. 850,000 H-1B visas are issued every year. And Trump just made them, he signed an executive order making it so that in order to get one of those visas, one visa, now the application costs $100,000, which is a lot of money going to the system. So I'll give them that. But what you've done is you've essentially removed the possibility of any startup to get international talent over here. And the majority of those visas come from India. So the theory was that it looks like maybe this is another tool that Trump is using to put pressure, apply pressure to India to stop buying Russian oil, I guess. And maybe that's right and maybe that's not. But the three of these guys, the Sam Altman and Jensen Huang, both said, oh yeah, that's great. That's a great move, because they were in that tech meeting with Trump. But Reed Hastings, Shark Tank Reed Hastings, said, this is no good. And I think he's the only one that actually has bootstraps capabilities for business. The other two are just major CEOs of these huge companies. Sam Altman, obviously, is who he is. But yeah, I mean, it seems like what will happen, regardless of what the purpose of the move is, what will happen is more of the power goes into these mega corporations that have the billions of dollars. I mean, these guys, they're not going to miss $100,000. They're going to apply for however many they need. It's going to cost them $1 million for every 10. But they have billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. So they're, and also, it's a cost. So the magic of the way that their companies work is that cost gets deducted out of the profit margin. So it doesn't actually cost them anything. It just comes out of their taxes, literally. So we end up paying for it in the long run anyway. MSNBC. Disney plans on bringing Jimmy Kimmel Live back to the air on ABC's broadcast network beginning on Tuesday, the company said in a statement. I saw an article yesterday that the headline was, Jimmy Kimmel is back after a suspension. Like, there's a difference between suspension and eviction, right? Didn't they? They would expel you from school. I mean, I thought they expelled him for his comments, but I don't think they should. I do think that no matter how you feel, you're allowed to say it. That's what makes America what America is. It's crazy, the expression "Make America Great Again." And then to go backwards on things like, I mean, you can, however you feel about it, you're allowed to express yourself. That's just the basics. The minute you start telling people that they're not allowed to stand on a chair and celebrate whatever the fuck they deem necessary, I don't celebrate it. I'm like, okay, I don't understand it. And I want to talk about it. I want to dive in. I want to figure out who and why, which those are the questions we will never actually know the answers to. So all of this hullabaloo, all the hubbub about the Charlie Kirk assassination will yield exactly zero vital information to us. The only information that is being yielded is the vital information to the whatever PTB chose to assassinate the fella. And if you think it was the kid from Utah, the loner, I am going to go ahead and say the rifle that he used was apparently a World War I or World War II era rifle. And you think he took that man down with a World War II era rifle from 143 yards? I'm guessing probably not. And like I said, I don't think we'll get the actual answers there. So once again, it's all questions. Everything, every question you ask, when you get an answer, it's not the answer to the question that you asked. It's a different answer. It's an emotional strain. And that's what really, I think the PTB, the powers that be, the ones in charge, really have realized is that even though emotions are the most advanced state of being, and that's why we have them, it really is the most advanced piece. Because once you separate yourself from nature and you're no longer in the food chain, you have the luxury of experiencing your feelings, your emotions. And what the PTB understands is, yes, that's the thing that actually controls us. So if you can manipulate people's emotions, then you can essentially control the entire population. And I bet you they know it. Moving on. Trump addresses the United Nations in the assembly. I watched a little bit of this, and I'm going to go ahead and just jump over to Al Jazeera, because here are the major talking points up to date. He started off by saying he launched into his familiar speech, and then he railed against illegal immigration. Then a bad escalator and a bad teleprompter prompts Trump to say the UN is ineffective because they have one malfunctioning or shutdown escalator and a teleprompter that isn't working. So what you're doing is decrying the value of the UN, and probably it's because they adopted a resolution last week, 14-1 against what you fucking want. Okay, moving on. Trump touts success in ending Iran's nuclear capabilities, even though on the face, Iran has been playing by the rules, apparently, and they're allowed to have nuclear power, but they're just not allowed to have nuclear weapons. And according to sources on the inside, the Iranian nuclear program was fully up to spec and was inspected regularly by the UN, and there showed no accumulation of enough uranium to actually make a bomb. Even though if you're working with nuclear energy, you are accumulating those types of atomic reactive materials, but that doesn't mean that you're accumulating enough to make a weapon. So it's just, we want to show our power over there, and we do it often, I think. We have to stop the war in Gaza immediately, Trump says. So here's a solution for that. If you want to stop the war in Gaza immediately, you're going to have to turn on Israel, because they're not stopping. So if that's not an option, then don't say it. Don't just say a bunch of empty words out there. That's just crazy. Let's see here. Delinking Islam, a new vision for Burkina Faso. I just kind of looked up what Ibrahim Traore has been up to. And it said something about they kicked the French military out a couple of years ago. And essentially what they're doing is unplugging from the system. He's calling it the delinking playbook, where, I mean, they're a gigantic continent, and it's home to a vast majority of resources on Earth, mineral resources, gold, diamonds, cobalt, lithium, I'm sure uranium. I mean, Africa is probably the richest continent on the planet, and yet their citizens are the poorest or amongst the poorest, and it's because of our nations, the first world nations, that identify a way by bribery to get what they want, because all you have to do is make one person rich, because greed is the great founder of societal growth and toppling, I think. But there's a young leader, and I think he's 28 years old. He's in his late 20s, and he's just got a real vision. And he has pooled his resources and drawn contracts and made alliances with neighboring African countries, where they're deciding to work together to actually build their own roads. What I saw recently was he tried to get contractors to build the roads. They all got greedy, and he said, okay, then we're going to build it ourselves. The government's going to build the roads if you contractors can't do it or won't do it for a reasonable price. And that's the real truth. If you have access to taxpayer money or government money, you should be building infrastructure. It's the leading component for growth. So good for them. Good for them over there in Burkina Faso. Moving on, Copenhagen Airport shuts down for hours by large identified drones flying nearby. Who do we think it was? Who do we think it was flying drones over your airspace? Huh? Who do we think it was? Those Russian boys are getting up to no good over there. And last but not least, the AP. Oh, no. Come on. Advertisement got in there while I wasn't looking. TikTok's algorithm to be licensed to U.S. joint venture led by Oracle and Silver Lake. So, TikTok, the Chinese made an algorithm that is far superior to everybody else's algorithm. And the United States said, we want it. And if you remember, they tried to shut them down for one day and then let them back on the air because all of the other algorithms suck. The next best thing is YouTube Shorts, and it's just not as good. And that'll probably get me flagged, but it's not as good. So what do they do? Silver Lake and Oracle will be getting access to those algorithms. And also, the United States is moving in with a majority interest in TikTok. So all of the things that you see that are could be deemed anti-US rhetoric or also could be deemed truths they don't want you to see, which is one way to get your news faster is on YouTube. Well, guess what? That's about to stop because the US has moved in, swung its big dick onto the table, and China's little dick said, all right, your dick's still bigger. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, feel free to pull your shorts back down to their normal levels. Consider yourselves kicked in the dick by the news. My name is Ray Stone. As always, have a wonderful week. And maybe, just maybe, we will see you on Thursday. Bye.